Monday, 14th December 2009. News from Moraville on microphone Marlenka, Chloe, Mattia, and Yahalom in studio. Weather. Whether or not to bring the umbrella, better bring it. Rain and thunderstorms to continue throughout the week until Friday. Temperature range 24 to 28 degrees, northeast winds gusting 24 to 32 kilometers per hour. Listen now to Sharanam and Naomi on holistic education created and designed for the children coming in now.
It's Naomi Peymal. She comes from Bolivia and she's going around the world awakening the consciousness of the new education, the new children, how they learn, what we can do to help them, and she can explain more.
And we're together with Sharanam, and we are very happy to be here and to invite everybody interested in education, self-development, because you can't educate to anybody, talk to kids or even think about helping kids if you are not yourself well with your own heart and with your own life. So it's pretty extended. Education, self-development, holistic, meaning integral, meaning everything is learning, actually, from birth to death. And we invited several countries. We have not experts, but people who are very in it with their heart. And we want to invite everybody here around Auroville to go with us, to share and to learn together. And the aim is the new kids. The new kids from 2000, 2005, that was born, the young kids, how they learn, why they are here, what the new humanity is emerging with them, and we want to build with them. That's the goal of this meeting.
This will take place from 28th of December until 10th of January 2010, mainly in the Cinema Paradiso, in the Multimedia Center, and in the Botanical Garden. And then we will visit all the educational experiments of Auroville and more things, unexpected things.
Yeah, we want to practice, we want to do new things and experimenting on ourselves first, and have a lot of fun.
Muchas gracias, ladies. A large number of Aurovillians and newcomers attended a presentation on Pragati, the latest housing project. This project offers quality, affordable housing as opposed to low-cost housing using inferior materials. The proposal will be submitted to Lavenir for its approval. Raman of Pragati promises to keep the community updated on the progress of this model project. A recent community meeting related to Lavenir, that's Auroville's town planning group, revealed these points of interest. There appears to be a contradiction in terms between city, that's the master plan, and community, the people. There's a need to review the structure and organization, mandate, membership, and term in office of all the working groups and to bring them back into the collective sphere and the collective spirit. And to move towards more transparent communication that allows for better interaction and sharing between groups. Further, to allow the forming of teams for specific work, allowing the team to choose its own coordinator. And if Lavenir is to be an implementation body, then Auroville, as the client, should give a brief of its development priorities. There should be a shift from term of office to completion of task. Also, move beyond nomination of members and shift to a more volunteer spirit and be wide enough to listen to feedback from the community, for it's not the structure of the organization, but the mindset that has to change. Lavenir promises its self-appraisal for the last 3 years in office in this coming week, the next meeting on Monday, 21st December, 2:30 p.m., Tibetan Pavilion. These words from the mother, founder of Auroville. India represents all the terrestrial human difficulties. It's in India that there will be the cure. And it is for this that I have been made to start Auroville. The news in Auroville is an echo in the lives of Aurovillians. For further information, please contact auroville radio.org, and thank you for listening.